Shouldn't like too early, or again, it's not recognized while you're doing a Kabbat Shabbat. The Bible says, and we pass him that if you're stopping Malachis after you light the candle, then that's a wonderful thing. It doesn't have this problem of doing it too early since you're Makabbat Shabbat right away. So as long as you are Makabbat Shabbat right after lighting the candles, and a bit after 5 minutes, etc. Lo Ya'ara, shouldn't do later, means you shouldn't do it in the last second, right before a skia. Not allowed in there, the oil of the young girl, the cabal of the Shabbos, the Yad, the Shoy, the Kiyus, the cabal of the Shabbos, the Yad, aims at the tunnel, the Vashim, 5 minutes of the mouth. This is before, that as long as you're doing it, lighting the candles after Pragmincha, which is an hour and a quarter before the very night, so it's Manius, before the night, and you're Makabal Shabbos right away afterwards, that's acceptable. If you're not Makabal Shabbos, you do it a long time before Shkia, that's not a Chatzchila. Yeah, now the Shulchan Aruch seems to be saying, Chag HaMincha is an hour and a quarter before nightfall. According to the Makabal, you had nightfall at 72 minutes after Shkia. So basically, Chag HaMincha is 3 minutes before Shkia. That's the earliest time you can light the candle. But we don't pass in that way. First of all, we pass in because that nightfall is not 72 minutes. That already pushes the time of Chag HaMincha much earlier. And the Levush, the Vilna Goyim say, yeah, it's not an hour and a quarter from nightfall, but it's an hour and a quarter from Shkia. That's what we rely on those sheetahs. Yeah. Once again, an hour and a quarter, if you take a day, you split into 12, and each one of those units is an hour. Sometimes it's longer than 60 minutes, sometimes it's shorter. Yeah. There's a sheetah of the Bach that brings that one should try to deviate the opinion of Rabbi Lezmer Mitz. It says the Ben Shmosh is before sunset, and therefore, Sipoish from Malacha 2 hours before the night. So the Mishabura says you can bless him, being the Kabbalah Shabbat 2 hours before the Rabbin Hatam time. She's doing it now before she's doing it in the woods, but time and a quarter before sunset. The Mishabura says that King Hoyanel Tok told me, he's old young, because he's a Ben Shabbat, and someone lit the candle, and it wasn't lit for Kabbalah Shabbat, just lit. So, and then you have to put it in and not light it again. What happens if the person lit it before the Kabbalah Shabbos, or was not the Kabbalah Shabbos? In such a case, you don't have to put out the candle because it's the Kabbalah Shabbos. You really still shouldn't have lit while before Shkia the Kabbalah Shabbos. Immediately. The only thing that remains for us to clarify is what happens if it's lit before Kabbalah Shabbos or the Kabbalah Shabbos. Do we say that if it's lit too early or later?
Maybe you have to put it out and light it again. Or since it was the Kabbalah Shabbos, if you have it, that's also good.
And the Alokhi says that which you passed him, it was written because it was an hour before Shkia, which is after like a minute, but it wasn't the Kabbalah Shabbos right away. It wasn't like that because of the light in that fashion, it wasn't the Kabbalah Shabbos immediately.
So in that case, he says, even though like a fila, you should have lit later, but, or you should have the Kabbalah Shabbos when you lit. But if you have to leave it alone. If you put it out, then the first bracha is going to be bracha b'chol. But if we light before Chag Mincha, Kabbalah Shabbos, even if it was a Kabbalah Shabbos, the ma'aseh doesn't work because it cannot light Shabbos candles before Chag Mincha. That's the cause of Ha'olah Shabbos. That's what the Ha'olah Shabbos is.